The last kingdom had been brought to its knees, but the view was mighty fine from here. Lan tipped her bamboo hat over her head, parting her lips in pleasure as the cool evening breeze combed through strands of her silky black hair. Sweat slicked her neck from the afternoon's work of hawking wares at the local Eve market, and her back ached with the beating she'd received from Madame Meng for stealing sugar plum candies from the kitchens at the tea house. But in rare moments like this, when the sun hung ripe and swollen as a mandarin over the glittering sea, there was still a shattered glass beauty to be found in the remnants of a conquered land. The city of Hukgong unfurled before her in a patchwork of contradictions. Red lanterns were strung from curved temple eave to gray shingled rooftop, weaving and wending between pagodas and courtyards wreathed in the halo of night bazaars and evening fairs. On the distant hills, the Atlanteans had settled on higher ground, building their strange architecture of stone, glass, and metal to watch over the Hin like gods. The skyline glowed a dusky auric from their alchemical lamplight that spilled through stained glass windows and arched marble doorways. Lan rolled her eyes and turned away. She knew the story of the gods, any gods, to be a big, steaming bowl of turd. Much as the Atlanteans wished to pretend otherwise, Lan knew they had come to the Last Kingdom for one thing: resources. Ships full of powdered spices and golden grains and verdant tea leaves, chests of silks and samites, jades and porcelains, left Hukgong for the Atlantean Empire, across the sea of heavenly radiance each day. And whatever was left over trickled into the black markets of Hukgong. At this bell, the Eve market was in full bloom, merchants having filed in along the jade trail with jewels that gleamed like the light of the sun, spices tasting of lands Lan had never seen before, and fabrics that shimmered like the night sky itself. Hukgong's heartbeat was the clink of coin, its lifeblood the flow of trade, its bones the wooden stalls of marketplaces. It was a place of survival. Lan paused at the very end of the market. She took care to lower her dou li, her bamboo hat, over her face, lest any Atlantean officials prowled nearby. What she was about to do could very well earn her a spot on the gallows, along with other Hin who had broken Atlantean laws. With a surreptitious glance around, she crossed the street and made for the slums. This was where the illusion of the Last Kingdom ended, and the reality of a conquered land began. Here, the cobblestone streets, carefully constructed by the Atlanteans after the conquest, faded to dust. The elegantly renovated facades and shiny glass windows gave way to buildings crumbling from disrepair. The trading house sat in a derelict corner, its cheap wooden doors chipped and faded with time, paper windows patched with grease, yet sagging with the humidity of the south. A wooden bell tinkled somewhere overhead as Lan stepped inside. She shut the doors, and the hubbub of the outside world fell silent. The interior was dim, dust motes swirling in the late afternoon sunlight that spilled onto cracked floorboards, and shelves crammed with an assortment of scrolls, tomes, and trinkets. The entire shop looked like an old painting left to fade in the sun, smelling of ink and damp wood. But this was Lan's favorite place in the world. It reminded her of a time long past, a world long gone, a life wiped from the pages of the history books. Old Wei's pawn shop dealt in odds and ends of goods left over from the Eve market after the Atlanteans had their pick, purchased by the shopkeeper at wholesale and sold to Hin buyers at a thin margin. The shop escaped the notice of government inspectors, for secondhand goods held no interest to the colonizers as long as they weren't made of metal.